We are doing the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah, and we'll dedicate our learning this morning to Chaya Sara Bat Yosef. The Rambam was discussing that everything was created for the service of Hashem. That was the essence, and the more one serves Hashem, the more of creation is there for him. And then the Rambam said, you might ask, well then, why did God create all the other things in the world? Why did God create people who do not attain the levels that we would expect in serving Hashem? And the first answer the Rambam had given was that they're there to serve. They're there to make the world function. If a person were alone on this planet, then he'd have a lot of work to do. The fact that the planet is inhabited makes it a far more comfortable planet to live on. We have people who produce, we have people who work the fields. So that is one reason that all the people who do not attain those heights, well, they're helping others attain those heights. V'asiba shenit, we're up to page Pei Bet in the Rambam Lam edition. And the second reason, says the Rambam, b'mtziut, when that God, so to speak, made this be the way of the world, that we have in the world, mi she'en bo chokhma, someone who lacks in intellect, mipnei she'anshei chokhma me'atim me'od, because when you actually find intelligent people, you'll realize that they are scarce and hard to come by. V'ze hadavar nitchayev b'derech ha'chokhma ha'elokit. And this is something that God created as a factor in this world, and God in His wisdom saw fit to make this part of the way the world exists. The en lomar, and one shouldn't say ba'asher chiva achokhma rishona, whenever we speak about things that God created the world in this way, so we shouldn't say madu hayakach, why did God do it this way? Kmo she'en lishol lama yu hagalgalim tisha, just as one shouldn't ask, well, why did God make 9 solar systems, 9 evolvements of planets or galgalim, circles. So what's it called, the path that the star, that the planets go on, the orbits. Why did God make 9 orbits? V'chokhvei lechet shiva, why is it that there are 7 stars that are called kochvei lechet shitzam chankal, right? Why did God create the world in a way that the basic elements are 4? That all these things that and things like these are that God created the world in this way or in that way. These are things that when God created the world, He created the world in this way, and for whatever reason, God saw fit to make the world like this. So you have the elements, and you have the orbits, and you have the stars, and for whatever reason God saw fit to create things in this fashion. And our sages really explain this. And Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, said about the people of his generation, and even though many of them were honorable people, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said about them, "Ra'iti bnei aliyah v'hem mu'atim." I've seen the people who are of elevated stature, and you know what? They're scarce and hard to come by. Ve'im shnayim him. And if at the end of the day there'll only be 2 in my generation that have made it, ani uvni him, then I know it's me and my son. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai spent 7 years. In seclusion in the cave, doing nothing but studying Torah. And finally, he attained great heights, as the Talmud records. And at some point, he looked around and he said, you know what? I don't see so many people who made it to their potential. And why did God create the masses if they don't attain their potential? Lasot chevra l'chachamim, to have company for the wise men, so that they shouldn't be lonely. A person needs company. So the Rambam says the second purpose for creating the masses, the people who do not attain their intellectual potential, is so that there'll be people around, so that you have company. The Rambam says you might think that seems to be a small benefit to create all these people just so that there's company. But nonetheless, says the Rambam, this is a necessity. And you should know that it is more fitting than the first reason that we gave. At first glance, one would say, no, the first reason I understand, you need people to produce things. But the second reason, to give company to the wise men, that's what you need to create all of humanity, all the people who do not attain intellectual heights. Says the Rambam, in truth, this second reason is more fitting than the first reason. Sharei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hemid Arsha'im Be'eretz Yisrael, for we find that God allowed the seven nations who were wicked, God allowed them to remain in the land of Israel, כדי לעשות להם חברה, so that they'd have company, the Jewish people, so to speak, would have company, ולהסיר שיממון נפשות החסידים, and to remove the sadness of the souls of the חסידים. הוא מה שנאמר, that's what the verse says, לא אגרשנו מפניך בשנה אחת, פן תהיה הארץ שממה. God says, I won't let you conquer the land of Israel in 1 year. When you come to conquer the land, you'll conquer it according to the pace that you can inhabit it. I won't let you conquer it all at once. I don't want the land to be desolate. And this concept was explained by our sages as well. And they said, "Mai kize kol ha'adam." What does the verse mean when Ecclesiastes concludes with, "Sof davar hakol nishma"? Bottom line, everything is hurt. Et Elokim yirav et mitzvotav shemor. Be a person who fears God and performs mitzvot, watches the mitzvot. Ki ze kol ha'adam. For this is all of man, all of humanity. So our sages said, what did King Solomon mean by that? Kol ha'olam kulo. The whole world wasn't created, lo nivra, ela litzvat leze. Was only created as companionship to this concept. Peirush, meaning, lasir etzbon b'shimamon yechidut. The Rambam learns that what the Gemara means over there is that the whole world was created to give companionship to those that are fulfilling their potential. The rest of humanity, if they don't fulfill their potential, so they're performing another service. At least they're giving companionship. This isn't how Rashi learns that Gemara. But that's how the Rambam learns that Gemara. So the Rambam saying there is an advantage to having the world inhabited. We don't live alone on an island. You might think, if God created the world so that we be in service of Him, we attain spiritual heights, so why do we need all the people who don't come close? The Rambam says they're important to help the world function, to perform the tasks that need to be performed, to keep the electricity working, to keep the sewage system working, to keep everything that a society needs to keep functioning and make it a pleasant society to live in. And secondly, and the Rambam says even more importantly, they are necessary to give us companionship, so that the person who does move forward and attain spiritual heights will have people around him, will have a society around him. He won't live as a hermit, and that's necessary for the person to be a healthy person. If a person is all alone, he won't be happy. He won't have a healthy soul. He won't be able to attain spiritual heights. Ve'im ken, if so, says the Rambam, nitbe'a mikol ma she'amarnu, what's been clarified from everything that we've said thus far, she'akavana bivriyat kol ma she'yesh betoch ha'olam ha'oveh ve'anifsad, that the intent that God had in creating everything that's in this world, which is a world that ultimately is finite, things will do break down, they do decompose. Everything in this world has a lifespan. Call it a half-life. Yeah, you're a scientist, half-life. But the Rambam is saying everything decomposes at some point. So what's the purpose in creating a world that is made of material, of physical, and decomposes? The essence of the creation was, Eino ela ish shalem. There was no other purpose other than the man who is a whole man, kolel ha-chokhma v'ma'aseh, encompasses the wisdom, he attains intellectual heights, and performs based on that wisdom, כמו שאמרנו, as we've said, וכשתתבונן ותלמד מדבריהם עליהם השלום. And when you take note and learn from the words of our sages of blessed memory, that may they rest in peace. אלו שני העניינים, these two concepts, רצוני לומר, I mean to say, החוכמה והמעשה, the wisdom and the action, מאשר בערו ומזו, if you take note of what our sages said about these two concepts, what our sages explained and what our sages alluded to, תדא, you will know, כי על נכון אמרו, that what they said is with excellent foundation when they told us שאין לו להקדוש ברוך הוא בעולמו אלא דלת אמות של הלכה. That in this world God says, you know what's my space in this world? The space where you have halacha, where you have a person who's learning halacha, that's my space in this world, God says. וכבר יצאנו מהעניין שהיינו מתעסקים בו, the Rambam says, and we've already digressed from the topic at hand, אבל הבאתי אלו הדברים, but the Rambam says, but I did go into this point, מפני שהם מייפים האמונה, because this concept that we've discussed adds beauty to our faith and makes people be more fond of the faith, ומעוררים על בקשת החוכמה, and they arouse a person to seek out wisdom when he realizes that that was the essence of creation. ואינם נקלים לפי מה שאני רואה, and these concepts, as far as I see, are not light, they are important concepts. וענייני חוזר לענייני, and now let me get back to the point, says the Rambam, and the Rambam will continue, we'll pick up his Hashem next week, with the history of how Rav Ashi composed the Talmud. So what we learned today is we finished the Rambam's tangent about why the world was created and the essence of every object and the essence ultimately of all of creation, which is the human being who attains intellectual heights and serves his creator. And then the Rambam concluded with explaining why did God create everything else. Well, everything else is in service of the one who does fulfill his potential, be it in service, practical service of keeping a functioning society, be it the practical service of having companionship and not being alone in this world.